their schemes happen on them.
Any
scheme the evil has plotted for
you, unto
life of the children of
God,
all over the world,
we
ask God to send armies of angels,
those
who stand on our side,
and they
fight those wars.
As we move on to
seek and search the kingdom of God and the
righteousness,
as we get the good things from
Him.
Thank Him for this day still.
He
don't eat to us.
Even though
to Him day and night is the same.
But when
He don't, we saw the sun still to them.
We said
there is still time.
When it will
get black, to no time will be up.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
remember Him say in Matthew 24, 29 to down.
That
in the time of the last trumpet,
the
sign of the Son of Man will appear. But the sun will stop giving its light,
and
the moon too is not shining, even the stars.
And
the sign of the Son of Man will appear. Speaks and says, He is in the world,
He
is the light of the world.
On that
day will be the one to lighten
for us,
and every eye will see Him,
as
every eye can see the sun.
For in that
time will be the light of the world.
And they ask
the sign of the Son of Man, what is that sign? It is the much light,
which
you lighten for us in that time.
Yes, praise
Jesus
much.
Now we give Him back glory and honor,
because
He's added us this
time. Indeed,
we are in the love of
God. I
boast and rejoice over that word.
You
know why?
When spoke in Matthew
12, 7, Matthew 7, 21 to down.
And
He
says, not
everyone who comes say, Lord, Lord, that they will enter the kingdom of
heaven. For
many will come
say,
we preach the gospel
in your
name.
Because
demons,
we
made miracles.
You tell
them, go from here, I've never known
you. The
reason He gave why He chased them,
they
didn't do the will of the Father.
If you
find yourself in the will of God,
indeed
you thank Him.
These
who preach the gospel don't know even what they preached.
But
the rich told them, I've not known you yet.
Those who
chased demons were men.
Those who
worked miracles as you see
them. But
the amazing thing is something they never did.
They
didn't do the will of God.
You didn't
do the will of my Father, go from me.
If you
preach the
gospel,
if you work miracles,
if
you chase demons,
ask yourself, am
I doing the will of God or not?
And
what is the will of God?
Bible
speaks much of it in Timothy.
This
is the truth and which is pleased before
the Lord. He
who loves all people be
saved. And
be rich in knowing all truth.
Have
you helped them know all truth?
Now
that is a date.
It
speaks in Hosea.
It says,
for I love the knowledge of
God
more than its
offering. Did
you offer the thing God wants?
He
wants them, loves
Him. And those who
seek Him diligent will see
Him. When
they see Him, search Him with all that.
And if you see
through your situations,
God,
it's not easy be in the will of
God. It's not
easy even to discover it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But indeed
we are in the will of God.
And
we thank Him for helping us.
And
He passes His Holy Spirit.
And
He reveals us His will.
He
loves all people be
saved. And they
rich in knowing all truth.
But indeed
see how He's given us new generation.
With
the full knowledge of God.
That
you can know all the truth.
Yes, you
praise
you.
Jesus much.
So then
we give him back glory and honor until we move on ahead with the call of the nation on behalf of all the other nations. The call and the covenant and the glory of God
on
the nation of Uganda
as they were
on the nation of Israel in the eras of B.C. In the B.C.,
yes,
before the birth of Christ on earth, yet in heaven he was there. The nation of Israel was called to prepare all the other nations for the birth of the Lord Jesus, that he can redeem us from our sins.
They
were meant to pass it through preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. But what surprises
that
in the same journey as they moved with God, promised them to choose a new nation. Praise Jesus much. And he chose that nation. Praise Jesus much. He chose us.
Yes, we have been
called. Praise Jesus much.
And
we too have been called to prepare all the other nations for the second coming back of Jesus. We resume to prepare them as we preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. And at the same time we teach. And we resume to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and to teach it, gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But God has helped us.
Immediately
as we study all that, he sent us the book of Numbers, the book of the numbers of God in the nation of Uganda on behalf of all nations, as it was in the nation of Israel. The book of Numbers, it was used in Israel to prepare them to reaching the birth of the Christ. But in this time,
yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
in this time,
he's
brought back the book of his numbers
in
the nation of Uganda.
And
that we do use it to prepare all the other nations. We are in the last part in that book, which holds what we call the contacts, the communications. The communication within heaven and the communications on the earth. This book, we have been seeing in it many things. We got the reason why God brought that book when he told us God is of order in all his churches. That is one of the major reasons. And it brought us the date, the day you got saved or when you entered the ministry. Psalms 90 to come to pass that teach us to count our days, then we may hold a wise heart. Praise Jesus much.
It
calls to realize your gift or spiritual gifts. That is the third reason in which you have to serve God.
It calls
to realize your gift or natural gift, what is called the job, that you may base in there to see the blessing of God, that may use it in this life and in serving God
and
moving on to understand him.
And
we reach the part of the residential address.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The territory where you were put, to basing there to seeking God. All those will be filling them in that book to be helped, be prepared well.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
But
we look in the residential address and there are three major things there.
We saw
heavenly residential address. Praise Jesus much. We call it the heavenly residential address.
That
indeed our home is in heaven where we came from.
So
now in the way of preparing you, grow in your life when you know your home in heaven.
You
have to seek a way of going back home in heaven. Discover that not many have been able to go back there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In that word, the territory we were put, there was another place where you were put, basing there to seek and reaching unto God on this world, even though it's not far from each one of us,
to
help you, look for you and keep you as we who have a charge to foresee the spirits of God, the children of God, as those who give accountability to be the good servants and who are faithful, whom the Lord will be able to find
and
give their brethren food in their time.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then era mu residence address.
Now still in the residential address,
tulinamu twagala okumanya family member.
We want to know your family members.
Hope
we know the family of heaven, even the family of the world. And we know we are of the holy clan of God's household in heaven. When he reached us on this world,
the
families we passed through to reach the world,
or
those we reached through the world to the world, and we saw that they held evil spirits, and up to now it is like that. Now you tell us of that family, you will be helped to be cleansed with the water in the word, to be taken out of the evil spirits, and to be cleansed of your body, to become a new creation. That don't be in systems of the evil spirits, but you'll be led by the Spirit of God as the child of God.
So
all these I speak of, we've been seeing them till we ended up with the contacts, what you have to put in that book, and we understood of communications in heaven and the communications on the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The reasons given us last time, we are moving on with the second part, what concerns the communications in heaven and the communications on earth. Reasons majorly given us, that there are those who are false, who are hidden in the name of Christ, and the refused children of God to hold communications, and they say if you hold a mobile a phone number, and they say you've begun to get the number 666, others are refused to watch television, yet communication is something major in the kingdom of heaven, even on the world, as we first heard in the first part, as we're moving on to here in this second part.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
now those reasons we gave them to you last time, why we know of communications in heavens and earth, why are you meant to indicate them that we hear from you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Told you,
they are false born again and different religions, those which move refuse children of God hold communications, and they say phone numbers is the beginning of the number 666,
and
others refuse to register like the national ID identifications, and they say
that
beginning of the number 666. Others are refused to watch televisions. The truth, most of the television stations are corrupted. As a person put in the territories of the world, though you're not of the world, you have to know things of the world
is
what is moving on.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And in the other way, as all those are moving on, there are also those who say that the more you hear from a phone that the number is written in you.
There
are funny things like that. Maybe also to be helped on.
There are
those who have deceived us these days that they have phone numbers of God in the false ministers. And you've been seeing churches like those.
And another,
they have a phone number of God, they call him.
Yes, you have a zibonyo. Yes, you have a zibonyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kale, twagala okubanga tusoma ku nsonga eyo.
I want to study of that issue.
Obikulirwe nti ddala kituufu Katonda alina namba y'essimu gye bamukubira.
And be revealed, does really God have a phone number you can call him? Oh, he doesn't have it. He has ways of communication, but
they
don't involve dialing numbers. Others, as you've gathered, and they tell you, bring out your phone numbers and begin. You begin to call God, and you put on your ears. Oh Lord, this day, we ask you to visit us. Satan has decided to make you foolish things. Beginning to ashamed and make a scorn the way of salvation. We handle two things: communications in heaven and the communication on earth. God has no phone numbers. The book of Numbers 12 spoke this concerning communications. Let's read and we hear. Numbers 12 from verses 1.
Awo Miriamu na Aroni ne boogera obubi ku Musa olw'omukazi omukusa gwe yali awasizza, kubanga yali awasizza omukazi omukuusi. Olunya olwokubiri ne boogera nti, mazima Mukama yayogera ne Musa yekka era tiyayogera naffe. Mukama n'abiwulira. Olunya olwokusatu, era omusajja Musa yali muwombeefu nnyo okusinga abantu bonna abali ku nsi yonna. Olunya olwokuna, Mukama n'ayogera amangu ago ne Musa na Aroni ne Miriamu nti, mufulume mwensatule mujje kuweema ey'okusisinkaniramu. Abo bonsatule ne bafuluma.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
Mu kitabo kino eky'okubala essuula eyo 12,
book of Numbers 12,
tutandika n'onyolisooka
from verses 1.
Waliwo complaint ku bikwatagana communication ez'ebyomwoyo.
There was a complaint concerning the spiritual communications.
Era Miriamu na Aroni,
and Miriam and Aaron,
batukugamba nti ddala Mukama yayogereziganya ne Musa yekka.
Which complained that really God speak with only Moses.
Era naffe teyayogera
naffe. And didn't he also speak with us?
Naye Katonda n'abayita.
But God called them.
Abeeko byabanyonyola ku byempuliziganya ze nabo.
Explains them concerning his communications.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus.
Era batukayogera bwati.
And when they reached, he spoke with this.
Okubala essula ya 12 olunya olw'okutaano.
Numbers 12 verses 5.
Mukama anakira mu mpaji ey'ekire n'ayimirira ku mulyango gw'eweema, n'ayita Aroni ne Miriamu bombi ne bafuluma. Olunya olw'omukaaga, n'ayogera nti, muwulire nno ebigambo byange, obanga munaabanga mu mmwe nnabbi, nze Mukama neetegeezanga gy'ali mu kwolesebwa. Nayogeranga naye mu kiroto.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus.
Yabagamba nti tulume kubanga mukayana ku byempuliziganya.
So them don't argue over issues of communication.
Wati njogera n'oli oba n'ono oba n'oli.
Speak with this or the other.
Naye singa wanabanga wo nabbi masekati gabo.
There will be a prophet in your midst.
Nze Mukama njako yulikanga jali.
I call to manifest their way.
Nkolisibwa.
In the vision.
Era njagala okwogereziganya nabo mu biroto.
I want to speak with them in the dreams.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus. Did you hear them say that I want you to dial this number?
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus.
You
heard him say Moses, Aaron, and Miriam.
Do you want to know?
If there will be a prophet, let him dial and call me on this number. The problem happens in this world for ignorance. But as with new generation, with the full knowledge of God,
we
bring the full light from God. And we've been given a work to spearhead the call of the nation, to prepare all the nations for the coming back of Jesus. The truth is this: God never woken up giving us a phone number we shall shall call him though. If you find prophets like those, or apostles or pastors, in the straight know they are calling Lucifer.
Number
is what's manifested, it begins with 3 or 6.
So to kube namba yo namba okubira katonda.
Don't dial in a number that you're calling God.
E namba yo najo yagalo kuba konga kuba.
You
wabawe ekigiri CV.
Dial on and something refuses. Ngachi
food de katonda.
And it claims to be God.
Omanya manya oli kunchintu
chichamu. Straight know you're on the wrong thing.
Wabula tuline namba eziuliziganya masekati
ga fufinga. We have numbers we can communicate among ourselves as people.
Ngate zigenda.
And they don't go at the base of the devils. In this world is what we call the beast computer.
Computers,
the computers of the beast. The
beast
in the Daniel 7. There are 6 of them. But they have major numbers which call to the devils.
So
don't just be given a number that you're going to communicate with God. Let's repeat this verse we hear in the book of Numbers. Numbers 12:6.
Nayogera nti mufulume nno muwulire nno ebigambo byange obanga munabanga mumwe nabbi nze mukama netegeza nga jali mukolesebwa nayogereranga naye mu kiroto olw'omusanvu omuddu wange Musa sibwa ali bwatyo oyo mwesigwa mu nyumba yange yonna olunyolo munana oyo nayogeranga naye akamwa n'akamwa mu lwatu so si mu bigambo byangero n'okufaanana kwa Mukama anakulabanga.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus much.
Yagamba kali nja kuba mbeyulika
mukore. He said I reveal myself to you in the visions.
Era nja kuba njogereseganya na mumbiro.
And I will speak with you through the dreams.
Naye anaba singa ko bwesigwa.
But the one will be more faithful among you.
Nga Musa.
As Moses.
Uyu nja kuja mukochusi.
I will come to him in the trance.
Turabagare ko maso ku maso.
And we see each other one on one.
Tuogereseganye.
And we speak together.
Mumwa ku mumwa.
One on one.
Tiyeganti he
didn't say that one I will give him a distinctive number,
like
the private phone number of Museveni, that his great friends have hit and they will communicate with him through that. He didn't give things like that.
Now
we want to understand communications in heavens and earth. Don't find problems in this evil generation like this. This day there is a light of knowledge. We can move in it as it's there. In Ira's
bath,
light has been for just looking for. There has been a serious darkness. And in most places there is total darkness there. Falsehood which is much.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But becoming a prophet last time we got explained of it. For many people say, now some of us are not prophets. Yet God say if they will be prophets,
he's
ready to speak with them through those communications. Remember communications still that of spiritual transport. According to how we read Revelations 19, verse 10, if you get the testimony of Christ in you,
when you get
words of Christ in you of the gospel, you can speak and get spirit of prophecy in you, and you can communicate with God as in the communications is told us all. Let's hear verse 10. Revelations 19:10.
Nevunama maso gebigerebye okumusinza. Nangamba antiraba, toko la botyo. Ndimudumu no, ero womu bagandabo. Alino kutegeza kwa Yesu. Sinza Katonda. Kubango kutegeza kwa Yesu gwe moyo gobu nabi.
Yesu yabazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Omutume Yokana.
Apostle John. When he was given this revelation through the angel of God, wanted to bow down and worship that angel. And the angel told him, don't waste time to do that. For me, I'm your fellow servant. I'm a servant with those with the testimony of Christ. For the testimony of Christ is the spirit of prophecy.
So,
now, these spiritual communications, and they are still fulfill the spiritual transports?
Is it
easy to access them and easy to become a prophet? They can speak with God. If you get the testimony of Christ in you, according how we had in John 15, in the verse 7, he told us it's very easy to abide in him and you communicate together. You know, if you're in someone, what network else you need to join you up? You are in someone. Communicate with them. You need what now? What you need is one. You prove you are in him and you communicate together.
If
you hold these words in you, let's read and we hear. John 15, verses 7.
N'ebigambo byange bwe bibeera mu mmwe, musabenga kye mwagala kyonna munaakikolerwanga.
Okwogereziganya ne Katonda.
To communicate with God,
bwe tubeera mu ye,
if we abide in him,
n'ebigambo bye nga biri mu
ffe, and his words abide in us,
tusobola okukomunikatinga naye ku nsonga
ezo zonna ze tuwagala. We can speak with him over every issue we want. For his words are in us, and we are in him. The words of Christ, it's the Spirit still connects to the Spirit who fills everywhere in heaven and earth.
Something
easy to get airtime, speak with God. Praise Jesus
Christ.
But when he speaks with us in John 6, verse 63, these words he gives in us, their spirit, and Holy Spirit, it is as him connect us on God in every place you are in.
John 6:63.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The words of Christ, if they are in us, and the testimony of Christ in us, if
you've
gotten the spirit of prophecy, we can speak with him as in the vision, that in the dream, in the trance, the Urim, the Azotals,
Samim,
the spiritual transport, till there the spiritual communications.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. After he's put his words in you, he puts in the spirit there, the one who can connect you. Listen well this aspect. For he speaks, the Holy Spirit is everywhere. Puts him in you when he passes through his words. You must be able to communicate with him. The most you have to know
in
the communications of God,
1, 2, 3,
we don't use digits.
Neda.
No.
Tuko isa word.
We use the word chigambo.
This
differ with the communications of the
Tuko
world.
Tuko isa numbers.
Where we use digits and numbers.
Nyati mbwaka baka mbwaka. Tuko isa word.
Kingdom of God, we use the word.
Simanyo
I don't know you've understood it.
Tani kuku ogende no mu.
You go communicate with God in prayer.
And
and you
need
to say 2, 3, 4, 5, Lord. Father Almighty, as it's written,
communication is over.
Communication, kingdom of God, I say what? They are not in digits and numbers.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
In
Psalms 139, verse 7.
And
8 speaks of the spirit like this.
Psalms
139 from
verses 7. Nentula mbife bie nyanje bidi ye wale nyo urunyole kumi ne wakuba deyo mkono gogu na nunga mianga.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bori nyamuguru,
if you ascend in heaven, the spirit of the Lord is there.
Nari magomberi mugeira,
even the one in hell, hear in Luke 16, 19,
in 25.
And the rich man is in hell, lifts his eyes, speak with people in heaven. And
you
say the pain and agony here is not easy, but they were communicating. People too is there, he communicates. The spirit is an easy way, which is called Urim. That's what we pray through most of the time.
We
usually pray through Urim. Urim is what sends only the voice. For Thummim involves attaches a video.
It
involves a little trance. But we all pray through Urim, we who pray to the living God. For you are just there speaking. And you
are alone.
I glorify you. I worship you. But he hears you as if you are on his ear. Lord, I glorify you.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. God help us that we handle this.
You know,
I can be thousands of kilometers without my phone. If you hold your phone, you hear me where you are. There is a form of a Urim in the phone. But tries to connect with the stone of the Urim, which is put in the phone. In your phone and my phone. Now the Holy Spirit in the midst of us. You in the distance you are in.
Connecting
connects the phone of stone of Urim in your phone. Even the stone in my phone.
We're
not going to go deeper in that. But at least I'll sample you of some of. But how can it do that? Let's first connect with the one of heaven. Most when we study in the Romans 8, verses 26 and to 27, we hear this word. Romans 8, verse 26.
Era wechitio omoya tubera obunafu bwaffe. Kubanga tetumanyi kusabanga bwe kitugwanira naye omwoyo yennyini atuwolereza n'okusinda okutayogerekeka olwabirimu omusanvu naye akebera emitima amanyi okulowooza kw'omwoyo bwe kuli kubanga awolereza abatukuvu nga Katonda bw'ayagala.
You know, you hear what he does.
Abeera wakati waffe ne Katonda
between us and God.
Not connecting it,
it connects us through the Urim. When Bible speaks in John,
yes,
praise Jesus much. When it speaks in Romans
8,
verse 16, he said the Spirit himself together with our spirits.
You
need to pray the Spirit connects on your spirit.
It
connects to the Father.
Now,
and the communication is very easy through the Urim.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We end with the other verse.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Romans 8,
26-27.
He said the Spirit himself, he checks our spirits. He deceives us as the will of God is. But he can do that like this.
In
Romans 8:16, he says this. Romans
8:16.
That the Spirit himself, together with our spirit, when you begin to speak, when you hold the Spirit of God, it begins right in the words of God. Connect to the Spirit who fills everywhere in heavens and earth. Now, though you say,
Yesu.
Jesus,
he
hears you speak it.
Yesu.
Jesus,
beat just.
Even as you, when you just to begin to speak,
when you pass
through Psalms 139, verses 1 to 6,
there
is no word he doesn't know of,
which
comes in our mouth.
You
say, Lord, he has already understood it.
And the
Spirit has connected, seen what you're praying. The problem which is here, not being taught, that's where they have called us for numbers of God. That we're going to call on them.
Even
others, you can hold in your phones that you're calling God. Others, you're taken off from communications.
Yes, you have as
praise Jesus.
But
the Spirit Himself
eases
Him through the Urim to connect us.
In the
1 Samuel 28:6, God spoke with people through the Urim. Let's hear there.
Samuel
1 Samuel 28:6.
Awo Saulo bwe yabuza Mukama, Mukama natamwanukula, ne wakubadde mu biroto, ne wakubadde mu Urim, ne wakubadde mu bannabbi.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Saulo bwe yalinga abuza Katonda.
Our soul was inquiring from the Lord.
Olumu yayogeranga ne bannabbi.
He spoke with the prophets. And they came, spoke to the king. At times he met the king in the vision or in the dream. Or he spoke with him in the Urim.
Urim.
You hear a voice from heaven speak with you in your ears. You apostle Saul, where are you going? And you wonder who is calling me? You know, he spoke through the Urim to Samuel when he was calling him.
Samuel.
Prophet Eli, are you calling me?
I've
not called you, go back.
No.
He goes back to sleep.
Samuel.
Eli has called me again.
Told him,
if he calls the third time, tell him. Yes, my Lord. Speak, your servant is hearing.
Sometimes
not in there, is in heaven. Speak with you on earth. Go to just call you in the communication. You can hear him.
If he
decided to speak, all of us can hear right now.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Because these things, they have a way they came to disappear. And we didn't get teachings for them. That's where much cornmanship came from. Bible speaks in John 12:28. The disciples were together. They were with the Lord Jesus. And they had a voice. And it spoke this.
John 12:28. Chitange, gulumize erinnya lyo. Awo eddoboozi ne liva mu ggulu nti, naligulumiza era ndiligulumiza nate.
The Lord was speaking on the world. Our Lord,
gulumize erinnya lyo.
Glorify your name. He answered him. Imagine you've gathered and
a
voice comes from heaven and I will glorify you and have glorified you. What is that? This time all of them were hearing. Because what we have to be careful is one thing. In the world are many voicings. Even the devils are there speaking. But to understand the voice of God well, you must hold the testimony of Christ in you.
And
have the words of Christ in you. When the voice speaks with you, you can check it quick through scriptures.
But
you can search, know whether it's the voice of God.
The
reason why
you
say you have first come a prophet and you hold the testimony of Christ in you and the words of Christ in you, and then he speaks with you in the dreams, the vision,
Urim, Samimu,
the famine, the trance, the azota, the spiritual transport, in which involve communication. Why first you pass all the testimony of Christ?
For
knew in the voice in the world there are many voicings. The demon can speak with you. Come serve me quick.
I
have to lighten four lamps.
Check
scriptures, they are made with seven lamps. Shouldn't lighten them physically.
Shine
in me as the light of the word. You can check it.
Reason why he
said, I will speak with prophets, I speak with prophets. Who is the prophet? The person who holds the testimony of Christ.
He's
the one with the words of Christ in them.
Can
separate the voice of God from other voices. Let's first get into John.
John
12:28.
Chitange. Gulumiza erinnya lyo. Awe ddoboozi ne liva mu ggulu nti, naaligulumiza era ndiligulumiza nate. Olwabiri mu omwenda, awe ekibiina ekyali kiyimiriddewo bwe kyaliwulira ne kigamba nti kubadde kubwatuka. Abalala ne bagamba nti malayika ayogedde.
You see
how confusions happened? Those who stood
around
all heard the voice. And they
said,
maybe the thunder.
Said,
an angel has spoken.
You are a
form of thunder.
We say,
I have glorified it and I will glorify
it. What
form of thunder has ever been like that? That is an angel spoken.
You
know why those things don't work now? Why church doesn't just get them? In the world, there are many things speaking. They are evil spirits.
Means
if you can't hold the testimony of Christ, communications of God, you're going to cut them off yourself. God would have been speaking with us because we refuse to become prophets. We refuse to hold the testimony of Christ. We refuse to get the words of God in us.
Which
help us differentiate voices that are not his. He would have appeared to us in the vision. He would have come in dreams. He would have come in the trance. He would have used Samim on video. It speaks with us. Knows well there have fallen angels just from heaven. Even the devils would fake it. If you don't have the testimony of Christ in you, you cannot check it.
What he
did is to cut us off from his network. Now today we are just babbling.
You
go speak what you want. You
don't
heard him tell you.
Not
and you go back. At times you may have tried to even speak with you. But for lacking the testimony of Christ, you can't hear him. The communication between us and heaven is there. And there are communications on the world. But because we have ignorance like that, we find we've not been able to understand that. Let's read verse 30.
John 12:30. Kakane nseno esalirwa omusango. Kakano mkulu wenseno anagoberwa ebweru.
You
know in that time Satan was being chased from heaven. And the voice of the Father said, I'm glorifying your name. And I will glorify it. But it used the Urim.
Urim,
you don't see that God is there. But you hear the
direct
voice. Direct in your ear. If you want to sit, you hear it alone, it happens like that. As you cut off the phone,
and
you say, let it be between me and the one I've called. But you can join them. Video conference. Everyone is hearing. Many, you are communicating many. Communications in heaven are interesting. Here, I can't explain one by one. That is an entire heading. It can take us like a month. And we
start
the communications in heavens and earth.
In our technology
of heavens, which passes through the Holy Spirit. What these ones use are the stones. Your phone, there is a stone they call the Urim, which tries to capture a voice of another. And they sell you on the airtime we call the Holy Spirit, who spreads in heavens and earth everywhere.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But what we have to be careful to prove that we get the testimony of Christ in us, the words of Christ.
We
want to ask him that he restores afresh these communications.
And
we begin to greet of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And we greet of the angels, the cherubim, the seraphs, the 24 elders. The fourth elder among 24. How are you in the garden of God? And he answers you, we are well. How are you down there?
Amen.
You tell him, give me your
coat.
You must be able to know.
The four elders
in charge of and you take them in the court. Things are brought there. You know, we join up the journey. Well, it will end, we shall have a full package.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But in all what we have to be careful,
try
to get the testimony of Christ in us. For the truth in the world, there are many voices. According to 1 Corinthians 14. Let's begin from verse
9.
1 Corinthians 14 from verse 9.
Bwe mutyo namwe, bwe mutaletebwa, bwe mutalete, bwe mutyo namwe, bwe mutaletenga mu lulimi eddoboozi eriwulikika amangu. Ekyogerwa kinaleterwanga kitya, kinategeerwanga kitya.
First Corinthians 14 verse 9. You know you are on air time and you speak by it. But things are not clear. You speak in air. Because what helps you when you're on the phone? Airtime helps you connect on the other person. We all speak in air or race on the airtime.
And
between me and you, there is airtime. Because it cannot be measured and quantified. There is a moment of picking a voice to reach where you are. There is an air time which runs very quick. Speak of powers of the Holy Spirit. There are seconds a voice takes from me to reaching you there. That's what the whites joined up. But let's finish here. First Corinthians 14 verse 10.
Mpozi waliwo munsi engeri zennimi weziti. So si wali ngeri eterina makulu. Olwe kumi n'olumu. Kale bwe si
I have not understood well Luganda. Read English version.
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 10.
Abakorintho chisoke sura ya 14 olunyiri wa 10.
There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification.
In the world, there are many voicings, but they all have a meaning over the man. And we reached here.
Now,
church, for not having knowledge, for not only the testimony of Christ, the words of God, they fell on voices of the world they have spoken to them.
The
demons trouble. They can speak with you and you are on the way.
You
hear like the Spirit of God. God begin the biggest church for me. It will be on 100 acres.
Is
that the church Christ is going to come back for? If you hold the testimony, you can check it.
When
the Bible speaks in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1,
that
people will abandon the faith and they hear deceiving spirits. They too speak. They can come with a vision, your dreams. But how are you going to differentiate from them? How will you separate the vision? This is for God and this is the dream of God. You dream, the voice I hear is of God. This is the trust of God. If you hold the testimony, only think you attached there. If there will be a prophet in you, who is a prophet?
He's
the one with the testimony of Christ. He's the one I will speak with. If you hear things speak with you and you have no testimony, you know you're in 1 Timothy 4. Let's read there and we hear. First Timothy chapter 4 verse 1.
Nayomo yayogera lwatu nti munako ezoluvanyuma walibawo abaliva mu kukkiriza nga bawulire meji kyamya n'okuyigiriza kwa basitani.
Nti abagendo vva mu kukkiriza.
Those to abandon the faith.
Bango kukkiriza Romans 10:17.
Faith in Romans 10:17.
Vva mu kulya n'okulira ekigambo
kya Katonda. Comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
Nti abantu bajja kuba tebalina mu kigambo kya Katonda.
People will no more have the word of God.
Bave mu kukkiriza.
They will abandon the faith.
Nga bawulire meji kyamya.
And they hear the deceiving spirits.
N'okuyigiriza kwa basitani.
And the teaching of the demons.
Kati kyakugamba nti ensi erimu ebyogera.
What is said in the world, there are many voices. You know religions in the world, them to have things they saw. There are things they had to speak to them.
To
begin those religions. People who begin different ministries. Of things called churches. They have things they see and those they hear. And they hear the deceiving spirits. And the teaching of the demons.
Now,
these communications of heaven,
you
have to separate them when you have the testimony of Christ in you, which makes you a prophet of God. Then you will enjoy the communications of heaven.
That's
kind of telling us in Numbers 12, verse 6,
either
there will be a prophet among you. I, God, will reveal my way to him in vision. I will speak with him in a dream. My servant of Moses is not like that.
Even
we speak one on one in a trance, we see each other, speak one on one. In 1 Samuel 28 verse 6, he has spoken of the transport like Urim, and there is also the Thummim, there is also the Azotus. Those transports and communications of heavens, as they connect on earth, you will enjoy them most if you hold the testimony of Christ in you and you have the words of Christ in you, and you will separate the voices things which are in the world, which are many. But in the world, there are many voices.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Understand your phone number of heaven. It's not in digits and numbers, but it's in the words. And don't be out when they call you,
but
dial this number and you communicate with God. You know, born again, you've been praying, And you don't know whether you're babbling or you're praying real words. For you don't see him. Maybe to those with knowledge we see him. You decided to accept prayer in any place you
are.
For he say he loves all people in every place to raise up their hearts and they pray. But the problem which is, you spoke, you thought, how did you communicate? When you knelt out there to pray,
Pastor
Mutekanga, communications, how have they been? Praise the Lord, brethren. The communication, just as the apostle has been speaking, I've been getting dreams.
Visions and dreams.
No kolesewa.
Yes.
How did you differentiate them from those of the devils?
In fact,
just as the scripture has told us, which separates to
separate
us. They are spirits from God, and they are spirits from Satan.
So,
now, if you get the testimony of Christ in you, you know the word of God, you can separate the spirit from Satan and the one from God. You think how many in the world can do that? Very few. For me too.
Can't
separate the spirit of God and the one of Satan after I sat in here to be taught. Many people out there, they have a problem. They hear many voices,
yet
they cannot differentiate them.
So,
I would have requested the brethren here
to help
our fellow brothers out there that they come and we teach them that word. May God bless you.
Amen.
Now you prepare money for television then. One of the ways which will ease that. But the world has problems. And you find someone prove I heard.
God
told me I heard it with the ears. But
he
told him to do the amazing.
Bible
speaks in
Scotland.
There are many lords. Now, which Lord are you speaking of? Speaks in John 10. That God's sheep hear his voice. And they understand his word. But concerning communications, we shall handle that alone. I want to handle communication physically. How they did it for last time we ended. People before they sent doves.
And
at times they wrote letters. But he promised the latter days that knowledge will increase.
In
technology to increase. Now, send a letter when you can make a quick phone call. Why do you waste your time? Praise Jesus.
There's
a scripture in Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Is it also one of the communications? What does it say? Let's read there.
Jeremiah 33 verse 3.
This
is what we call a vision. It's a communication involved there. When you call him,
will
pass through the vision to reveal and show you. What he said, I will reveal to you.
Is of communication.
Is involved a communication medium called a vision. Transport or a communication is not missed here.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much.
Let
connect and handle communications of this world. Cut off communications on the world, you are in problems. For right from ancient days, they've been there. You know, there is a time God came to speak with us on the world. And you hear him from far, his voice is coming speaking. At times he moved. And his angels moved. Abraham remained hearing from them.
And
not leaving before telling you what to be gone. But they have gone.
He still
speaks with him in the Urim where he has remained.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
still there are communications in the world. In eras like of Noah, they used much these doves. They sent them much. They took letters or to go pick letters.
No,
they were of communications. Read in Genesis chapter
8
verse
8.
Genesis chapter
8
verse
8. Gawebuse kunguru kunsi. Olinyolo mwenda. Na yejiba teriala babanga wakuumuza ekigere kyalyo. Nelikomawo gyali mu lyato kubanga amazzi gali kunguru kunsi yonna. Naafurumya omukono gwe n'alikwata n'aliyingiza mwali mu lyato.
Yes, yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Amatabaga Noah nga gabaawo.
When the floods of Noah happened.
Yes, yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Abantu bona kunsi bali baweddeko.
People had finished on the world.
Ngataina gwana agamba.
And he had no one to tell.
Wange.
Friend,
hey, amazzi gali gatya.
How is the water out there?
But
there is a communication which was available. You're sending a dove. Take a letter or go pick it. He sent it.
And
when go check out the water levels in the world, whether waters had reduced, so things have not settled yet.
It
came back in the ark. And they
have
passed 7 days. And he sent it again. Let's hear. Genesis chapter 8, verses 10.
Nayo sawe naku musanvu nate. Natena tumejibo kuvamuli ato. Olinyole kuminolumu. Ejibane liko mao olwe gulo mwali. Labanga mukamwaka alio. Nemuba akalagala kabisi. Akomze ituni. Nuwa nalioka amanyanti amazi gawebuse okuva kunsi.
Kuduno ya tume juwa naliga umanyi.
This time he sent a dove, he told you know what. Go check, there are still sea.
Kumanyi, mlimuwe vinyonyo umoe mtu kuburuachi ya vila hondo kura vikiramu.
You know, the Holy Spirit chose to appear through them. They are birds, like the dove.
Ngabu tusoma Matayi suri yoku sata.
Like we read in the Matthew 3:16. When Jesus was baptized, and the Holy Spirit descended in the sign of the dove,
and
voice spoke, that is my son, whom
I
am pleased of. It's wisdom. Tell them, go check these issues how they are. Because now our relation with them has moved on to be finishing. In the Ecclesiastes chapter 1, they are tired of us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But in the era of Noah, he sent the dove.
He
saw there was no water there. It receded.
He
even brought a sign to prove it.
He
got a leaf. It took to him.
What
preceded, even the sign is there to prove it. Because of this communication, they were able to get out of the ark in the right time.
These
communications are meant to be around. Don't be deceived with generations of ignorance. We are the new generation with the full knowledge of God. And we've been given a work to prepare all nations for the coming back of Jesus. It involves communication. Those we prepare in the entire world, if we can't be able to hear from them, how shall we communicate and prepare them? We shall use spiritual and physical communications to be able to communicate with them. Let's move on.
Genesis 8:12.
This
time when he sent it, it showed him the world is settled. It did not come back.
He
told him, you don't want to come out of the ark, I'm not coming back.
The
world settled, we are moving over it.
They
have received the trees and the banana plants. You can see them now. When he said it,
there's
a time, as the testimony, the witness of three is Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
He
did not come back. He said, keep being in the ark, I will not come back there. The world settled, we are moving over it. Them to see, they didn't come back, and they moved out of the ark. Communications are meant to happen. Don't meet falsehood of the world. People claim to be teachers, yet they are not. Those who claim to teach the word of God, yet they don't have its light. And they have what they call the knowledge, yet it's not knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know, when you fall on what they call knowledge, you may think you have arrived. This Pastor Baidu, he was telling me. He had a minister he was listening to. In those days, he saw he was speaking things of wisdom. When he came with the new generation, and there was a light he got, he wondered what the other man all along he was speaking.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When light has come, darkness totally goes far. And you too, you see,
proof
indeed things are made to be like this.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It
involved even writing letters.
Those
you wrote a letter, you gave it to someone to take it. Communications were not easy. You write a letter, you take it to someone else. You know, you wrote to them, we lost someone. Burial,
we
put like 4 days. Don't know whether the letter will reach you early. We don't need to take us back to what
troubles
us. The communications are there. You tell us we don't hold them now. What's wrong? You want us to write letters again?
Now
have a conference of the gospel.
We write
a letter. We send someone to go there.
Uganda,
brethren, the letter has arrived on us. We write you saying, we shall be in the conference. When will it ever happen then?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's read in Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Nehemiah 2 from verse
8.
Katuvirira kulomusambo tegero bulungi.
Nekemia esula ya kubiro nyolo musanvu.
Nehemiah 2 from verse 7.
Era nate nanga nengamba kabaka anti kabaka wanasima mpebwe baluwa eri abamasaza abali emitala womugga bampise muntu ke mu Yuda. Olomunana ne baluwa eri asafo mukumi we kibira kya kabaka ampe miti okubajemba ozenziji ze kigo ekyennyumba era ezabugwa we kibuga neze nyumba jendi yingira
kusaba omanyiru li barua.
You know the letter
kabaka wandisi
the king has written
neka tuluwari kabaka suru kubisimu
there the king can make a phone call
kati nekime ya bagenda zimba Yerusalemi
Nehemiah they're going to build Jerusalem
bagenda zimbe kunganile chisikirize lia yombire
shallow temple which existed then
na ye mbibye mpuri ziganya binafu
communication is weak.
Kubanga bobo utaandika eri mu Daniel.
For when you begin in Daniel.
No muneke meyene yenyine sulesoka.
Nehemiah chapter 1.
Okutegeera nti wabe waliyo obuzibu. Waliwo muganda we yamara ate kujja.
To understand there was a problem in their home, a brother of theirs first came to them. He asked them what is in Jerusalem.
Na inga aita sawa mukubira kasi.
But he could not make a phone call to them.
Utambulawo.
You move from there to these ends.
Yari mukaru kusaba barua.
It involved asking letters.
Je bwe natu kakori akume
chibira. And when I reached the one who keeps the forest,
murage barua mne kabaka ya gandi bwa.
The king has said this.
Iyo tetu cha hata wana.
We no more waste time with
that. Watono nyowe tuandike barua.
We write letters in few circumstances.
Niye wel singa tuuliziganya.
But most we get communications.
Amen. Situ cyankara na nemirembe gine yo butamanya.
Don't be confused with generations of ignorance.
Abantu abagenda batuita mu mpora
mpora. Those people pass through us gradual
and they
move on threatening
us.
So we shouldn't hold phones. Others chase us from emails and they say they are of Satan.
True, Satan
works his works on them. We too must do our work on them. Praise Jesus. The world and its fullness they are of God.
Except
what's in it which is not of his is sin.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The wealth and its fullness they are of God. But
the
only thing in it which is not of God is one. It is sin.
Amen.
He has to end it in the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
In Daniel
12, he told us knowledge will increase. When that knowledge increases in church, even in the world it's like that,
technology.
There is technology which is increasing.
We
can't refuse to use it
when
we act mad.
Let's
read Daniel 12 from verse
1
into 4.
Daniel sura ya 12 olinyolisoka.
Daniel 12 from verse 1.
Era mubirebyo Mikaeli aliyimirira omulangira omukulu aliyimirira abana babantu bo. Era wali bekisere ekyokuna kuwaliramu ekitabangawo kasoka wabawe gwango kutusa kubiro ebyo. Era mubirebyo abantu bo bali wonyezebwa abantu bo bali wonyezebwa buli alira bikanga yawandikibwa mu kitabo ky'obulamu. Olwokubiri era bangi kwaba abebaka mu nfuufu y'okunsi bali zokoka.
Tuogera ku budde obusembayo biro bya nkomerero
the last time of the end
omuli okuzuukira
which involves resurrection.
Naye yayogera bwati wammanga
but he spoke this down
agamba
and he said
Daniel sura ya 12 olwokubiri
Daniel 12 verses 2
era bangi kwaba abebaka mu nfuufu y'okunsi bali zokoka abamu eri obulamu obutagwawo n'abamu eri ensonyi n'okunyomebwa okutagwawo. Olwokusatu n'abo abalina amagezi bali akayakana ng'okumasamasa okw'omubbanga n'abo abakyusa abangi eri obutuukirivu nje munyenye emirembe n'emirembe.
Owulidde tulina okukyusa bangi.
Yeah, we have to change many onto righteousness.
Naye mu lunya oluddako agamba bw'ati.
The next verse he says this.
Olunya olwokuna Danieli sura ya 12.
Daniel 12 verses 4.
Naye gwe Danieli bika ku bigambo ose akabonero ku kitabo okutuusa ekiseera eky'enkomerero. Bangi abaliddingana embiro n'okumanya kulyeyongera.
Nti bangi abaliddingana embiro
many will run up and down
n'okumanya kulyeyongera.
Even knowledge will increase
Mazima bwetu yong mukama bwatonze omulembo
mpya. When God has created a new generation with the full knowledge of God,
he's
done that when knowledge of the world has increased. What we call technology. You want to use it turn many to righteousness. You want
to
use the communications available, which involves phones,
the TV,
the television,
radio,
WhatsApp,
Facebook,
email. All of them we are going to use them to turn many to righteousness.
So
now we shouldn't think that we have put those communications that are of Satan. Satan is the thief. Tell me one thing which is used to make a phone and it's of Satan.
Are
these stones put in the phone? Some of you think all the phone has been made in those, that's what you see, iron. There are stones in the phone. They are very, very small. They find it on the plate in the phone. And then we connect issues of network.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. But on all, Satan created what? And you refuse to go on television. That it's of Satan. He is a thief. Now he's stolen all those things. He's attached stone immorality on them.
What's up Facebook?
They spread foolishness of theirs. We have to use spread righteousness. For they stole them and their hours. They are wise ones. Those who seek God. Them two have failed to get
here.
When
kukura.
We shall bring out light, they will come.
Mubiro bidieri,
in eras back
of
the birth
Jesus.
Of Christ,
abagizi
the wise men were existing
na bitegereza mu bwengula,
and they gazed at the stars.
Baba
they used that technology and they fell on the star of the sun. There is a king born in Israel, and they looked for him, but they were using their binoculars. Let us read there and we hear it.
You
know, you love to avoid the things of communications much. You want to avoid them.
Ate
yet there's also falsehood. Same Satan wants to hinder us this. For he knows they eat things to work. We want to use them
to create
his foolishness and deception in the world. That he hinders us. Use them to spread the truth, the light of knowledge. Matthew chapter 2 from verse 1.
Awo Yesu bwe yazaalibwa mu Besirekemu eky'Ebuyudaaya ku mirembe gya Kerode Kabaka, laba abagezigezi abava ebuvanjuba ne bajja e Yerusalemi. Olunyolo okubiri nga bagamba nti ali ludda wa oyo eyazaalibwa Kabaka w'Abayudaaya. Kubanga twalabe munyenye ebuvanjuba ne tujjo kumusinza.
Ibaga bannange.
They said now.
Ali ludda wakabaka w'Abayuda.
Where is the king of the Jews?
Fetwai twetegereze bi munyenye
za. We are guessing our stars.
Ni tulengera.
And we saw
munyenye ye.
His star.
Nafu ne tujigobeya.
We too we followed the star.
Kabaka oyo nafu tumwetaga kukopi bannange.
That king.
Ali na ne munyenye mu
bana. Even as a star in the sky.
Yali munyenye yabuji yali malaika we.
It was his angel.
Wa Bible mu kubikulirwa sura yo mwe.
Bible and Revelations 9.
Iraga echa macha ba malaika nge munyenye
va mugu. Three of the angels as a star from heaven.
Ba malaika abara bulenyo Yusuf.
Angels who visited much Joseph.
Ngaba mugamba twalo mwana emisi.
And they warned him take the child to Egypt.
Kubanga kabaka yagale
okuba. For the king wants to kill him.
Erayi ba malaika abara bula.
They are the angels who would warn.
Abagezigezi ntemudayo gamba Kerudo.
The wise men that don't go back to Herod.
Okumubulira omwana ajali kubana yagala muta kwate kubedala.
Son he is he wants to kill.
Bali bagezigezi.
They were wise.
Ngabe tegereza munyenye.
And they gazed at the stars.
Bali na technology.
They had technology.
Ngababera mukuraba munyenye zitambura zitya.
See how stars move.
Omwezi mpozi guri gutya.
How the moon is moving.
omenye tuwako mkwe wale
you know, the more we avoided the things,
the
devils have used them to deceive the world. When they research about the world and the stars, they come deceive us. They happen by evolution. They don't want to show us there's someone who created.
Now
we two are to go enter in there.
That's
why we're going to have the greatest organization of searching things in heavens and earth. And it's beyond the NASA.
Focus of God.
It's called focus of God.
Full of centuries.
Engage you the Ebiasa.
Full of centuries, universal science and technology of God.
Science and technology wa mukama wensi.
Yes, you ever see me.
That is that as focus of God.
Need
a secret.
Wandika focus.
You write focus. And you put F dot
O
O dot
C.
C dot
U.
U dot
S.
S.
Of God.
Then you write of God.
Kati
F means full of ujubu.
Si
full
chino musiru.
Not full of omusiru. Full of ujubu.
O etegeza of.
O means of. Obujubu owa.
S.
C.
Simune centuries.
The centuries. Ebiasa.
You
universal
is
science
is and technology of God.
Of
focus
God.
Of God TV.
That is focus of God TV.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Nothing
we shall not speak.
And
we handle things of heavens and earth.
And
if you go on the website
www.focusofgod.com,
you will find there. Here we are at the beginning, let me tell you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we have to feel knowledge in the world. If you want to avoid communication, we are going
to
use them
to
communicate with children of God
in the world
and reach on them the fullness of God's knowledge and His glory. The wise who gazed at the stars, those who are perverted, those who reach and say bad, those things, they are of the Creator.
For his
book in Isaiah of those who gaze at the stars and those who gaze at the moon.
Now,
church, you gave up on that. Yet the word of God gazes at the stars, for it too is a mirror. It too is the binoculars. And
it
tells you the stars are in the firmament of the heaven.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Now, brethren, we are not going to avoid communications. We are going to use the communications. I want to summarize and end here. Let's go worship Him. Praise Him. The book of Numbers of God in the nation of Uganda, on behalf of all nations, as it was in Israel. That's how it will put for you all things. You will be feeling them. We began with the reason why we started the book of the Numbers of God
in
the nation of Uganda, as it was in Israel. When he told us 1 Corinthians 14 that our God is of order, verse 33 is not of confusion, in the verse 40 took us to the date you will feel when you got saved or when you entered the ministry. And he told us in the Psalms
90,
he teaches us to count our days. Then we hold the wise heart. And we
shall
be in season and times of everything, that we don't retard in understanding Him.
He
follows realizing our spiritual gift.
For
spoke in Ephesians 4:7 that each among us, even a measure of grace of the gift,
As
the gift of Christ is. With all gifts given,
order
will prepare you everywhere you serve as whole. We also have our job, all these natural gifts.
Did
you reveal your natural gifts or your work? For we still saw
in
Jonah chapter 1 verse 8 when he was asked where you come from, what is your work,
and
understood in Genesis 4
Cain and
Abel, when they were born on the world, they were given natural gifts, one to be a shepherd, another is a farmer, and we two among us, we are given engineers, we are doctors, we are accountants, the teachers,
and
the likeness of those. Then God will bless the works of our hands.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we know after it's finished, where we see the residential address, where, which territory you reside.
Yet
we have in there three things you will feel. You'll find our home in heaven. If you believe that, you will take it. You will find it. Then we shall look, take care of you till you've gone back home in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It goes
after territories where they put you. Where you reach to begin to search, reach out, get back in heaven. Or where you best to seek for him. You will indicate it. We know whether you're in Kenya,
or
you are in China,
America,
in America,
Japan,
Japan,
Uganda.
Uganda.
Everywhere
you will be, you will put it there.
We have
the physical family and
heaven.
The heavenly family will take if you are among it.
Here
on the earthly family,
you
put us your earthly family.
How many? Whether
10,000 indicate the 10,000. Down there you give us 3 or 7 and the name. It will help us to know which clan you had gotten lost in, which evil spirits have perhaps been haunting you,
to
break them from your network, to handle you the spirit of God. He works in heavens and earth.
Then
we shall end with the contact, the communications in heavens and earth. We shall put there a box, communications in heaven. Now you dream,
vision,
dream visions and the rest. You tick. We shall communicate with you through them, and we send angels to you in visions, or we send you a Urim where you are. We shall not fail on you.
You
give us of your communications on the world.
If
they will not be on, we use those of heaven. Send you an angel in the vision or dream. We are not going to fail to prepare you until the Christ has come back. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.
We
are going to the next services, the worship and the praise,
and
thanks of God in the testimonies. Have the repeat of schemes of Satan.
We
are going to begin them. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.